question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert, Mary, and Rudy anytime on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter at RM World Travel. Now, back to RM World Travel.
Well, here we go. We're back with our B Block segment for today as Mary and I get ready to bring you the next installment of the Chief Travel Leader Series. 2 weeks ago, we checked in with Scott Celebrino with GBTA. Last week, you heard us reconnect with Roger Dow of the U.S. Travel Association. And today, we wanted to bring a global perspective. So we invited Gloria Guevara-Manzo, the CEO of the World Travel and Tourism Council, back onto the program as we continue our commitment to delivering you the most informative and balanced programming as we all navigate through the upside-down world that we're living in. Before we say hello to Gloria, a quick word about our sponsor, Travel Guard Travel Insurance.
Well, if the current circumstances involving this pandemic have made one thing crystal clear, it's the reality that you just never know when it comes to emergency travel situations. If you are planning a vacation or an important trip, don't put your investment or well-being at risk. Do what we do and purchase travel insurance from our friends at TravelGuard.com. It's affordable and it's going to give you a lot of different protection in many ways.
You know, it really does. There are different types of coverage to protect your specific travel needs. One worth considering for the time we're living in right now is CFAR or cancel for any reason. Whatever you choose for your travels, get the coverage at TravelGuard.com or find a link at RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
Okay, now we're headed over to London. We want to get right to that show hotline and welcome back Gloria Guevara-Manzo for our latest Chief Travel Leader episode.
Nice to reconnect with you, Gloria. Thanks for checking in with Mary and me. As I said a moment ago, we certainly are living in an upside-down world right now, aren't we?
That's correct. Thank you for having me. And we're living an unprecedented time that unfortunately has big impact in our lives.
Well, we absolutely are. And, you know, we've made it a point to get firsthand reports from the leaders of GBTA and the U.S. Travel Association on the show. And now we really want to hear from you to get somewhat of that global picture of what's happening out there. It has been a challenging month. We still have a ways to go. We all understand that. But you know, what are you hearing from everyone involved with the World Travel and Tourism Council? Want to maybe know where is the biggest area of concern or hotspot that you see right now?
Well, we see, of course, a big concern in Europe and the U.S. We're seeing an improvement, I'm sorry, in Asia and China specifically recently. And in all the industries across the board, as you can imagine, the domino effect is significant because as we have hotels that have closed or cruises not cruising, airlines not flying. The domino effect in the SMEs, the travel agencies, tour operators, everyone is significant. If I may, I'd like to share with you quickly, we just released our numbers from last year where 2.5 was the growth of the economy, 2.5, that was the average. As you know, the WTTC produces this economic impact report and we quantify 185 countries mm-hmm. around the world. Mm-hmm. The GDP for travel and tourism last year, it grew 3.5, which is for the ninth consecutive year, we outpaced the growth of the economy overall, which is good news. Now, the sad news is that last year, one in four jobs that were created in the planet in all industries
right.
across the world, like technology, finance, healthcare, all the industries, one in four were in travel and tourism. And those jobs, of course, are not going to be created this year. And we can see the impact because one in 10 jobs in the planet depend on our sector. But the opportunities, unfortunately, this year are not there.
Well, the numbers that I've seen, yeah. I mean, I think it's you know, it's in excess of 320 million jobs across the world that are actually supported by our industry. And, you know, these are we're talking about people and families
numbers,
that depend on
lives,
it for their livelihood.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's 10% of the world's GDP. And as you say, 330 million jobs. That was last year, one in 10 jobs. And that's how we also came up with our analysis about the number of jobs that this crisis is impacting. 1 million jobs per day globally, 75 million in the 2 months and a half, which is pretty sad, right? Mm-hmm. And just the U.S. alone, I'm sure Roger shared those numbers with you.
Yeah, he did last mm-hmm. week.
Right, it's about six. I think the last number was like 6.9 or something like that. So it's really sad, and that's when you see the unemployment rate in the U.S. growing. A lot of those workers are from our sector, for sure.
Right. So, Gloria, I know there is that expectation, and you just mentioned it, that Asia hopefully will begin to rebound a little bit soon since they were the first to encounter the outbreak. But let's talk a little bit, if you can, about your home country of Mexico and certainly the Caribbean, both highly reliant on the travel industry. The Caribbean in particular has dealt with a lot over the past few years with natural disasters. Is there anything that you can report to us about current circumstances in Mexico or the Caribbean?
Well, somehow they didn't see the number of cases at the beginning. And where we are a little bit concerned, and I have been talking a lot to our friends from the region, of course, is to make sure that they prepare. They see what's going on in Europe, because a lesson learned is very clear that even though we have been talking about preparedness and the importance of crisis is one of the top three priorities, for instance, for WTTCM. We have been talking for years about that. Mm-hmm. In Europe, we didn't learn from what was going on in Asia. And I'm not sure that the U.S. learned after what we saw in Italy and in Spain. And unfortunately, I've seen the same effect, like the Caribbean and Mexico. They are not looking to what's going on in the U.S. Mm. And they should learn from what others are experiencing. I think they are now finally making some good decisions, and hopefully we will see the results soon. But yes, I'm very concerned because millions of people depend on travel and tourism as the main economic activity in Mexico and the Caribbean. And as you say quite well, they were impacted before because of the natural disaster.
Right.
Yeah, well, they absolutely have been. I mean, you know, here in the U.S., as we talk about that, you know, our government has moved to financially support a number of businesses and industries, including the travel and tourism industry, which we certainly are happy to see. But many people, you know, when they do, you mentioned it just a couple minutes ago, when they do think of our industry, they might think immediately of the airlines or the cruise operators or the car rentals or the hotels or whomever. But we all know that the true life support of our industry really are the small businesses. And, you know, when you look at the travel world overall, I'd like to know right now, looking at, I realize we have to get through this period, which we're all in this together, as we've been talking about, and we will get through this. But where do you see the greatest need going forward? Because there are some sectors that we may never see return again to what they were.
Well, travel is going to change for sure. We will see that our travel experience, the way that we travel for sure is going to change and it's going to have an impact. Now, at the same time, we need to make sure that enterprises or businesses, small, medium, and large ones, they survive and the weather, the storm. So when we are ready, we can recover faster, but we need to have the right players and we need to have the ecosystem in place. And to your point, 80% are SMEs. 80% of the contribution are small and medium enterprises. These are like travel agencies, tour operators, restaurants, little hotels. 20% is the contribution from the big guys, from the large corporations.
Sure.
But the dependencies are significant. And that's what I'm talking about, the domino effect. For instance, the cruises, they impact 1,000 little destinations or destinations around the world. So if we don't have cruises, those destinations and those SMEs are impacted. And in the U.S., it's the same situation, or the large hotels. If they don't survive, travel agencies are not going to be able to book those hotels or the airlines. So we need all of them, all of the above, and we need to make sure that there's a liquidity and that we protect the workers as well.
Well, Gloria, before we run out of time, I think do think it's important to remain optimistic and be inspirational. As you said, the travel industry will forever be changed, but we will be out there traveling, and in time it will recover. So with that in mind,
I think we're all
when we
up
are
to,
all yeah, ready to be traveling again and get the go-ahead to do that, and it's safe, whether business or pleasure, we'd like to know, where are you likely to go first?
Well, we absolutely want to continue traveling. This is the best industry in the entire world. So I truly believe it will recover, and will recover sooner than what people expect. Mm-hmm. We're already working, by the way, in WTTC with our members in a recovery plan. So for me, I have multiple places that I want to see. And, of course, I have my children also giving input. So I don't know yet. I want to see so much. But I'll tell you when we just tell you who wins for my family and where do we go. But we have a lot of places in the bucket list already.
Well, yes,
I know
same.
That same for Mary and me. And we also feel it's important, especially because of the, you know, the large platform that we have. We will be out there traveling again when it's safe. Again, we certainly are telling everybody, you know, we have to use common sense, and we're not going to do anything that puts anybody's life in jeopardy. That wouldn't be wise. But I've been saying it for weeks. We are travelers. It's in our DNA. We know it's such an important economic engine, and we need to get back out there because it really does make an impact not only on us to make us better people, but there are so many industries and people that are so connected. Yeah, they really are. So, Gloria, we really appreciate the check-in. We're going to continue to check back with you. I do know it's a sobering time. We all get that, but as we've been saying, we'll get through this. So stay safe, you and your family, certainly, and we'll talk soon, okay?
Likewise. Thank you.
Thanks for your time, Gloria. Take care.
Thank you.
All right. There goes Gloria. Nice to catch up with her, yeah. And we'll continue
important
to check
to
in
hear
with
what's
her
going
and
on.
And all of these leaders to make sure that we're bringing you the most information that
that's
we can.
Right.
Right now, we're going to pause for a quick commercial break. Do take a moment and connect with us on Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook, and Instagram at RM World Travel. We really are just getting started today. We're going to be also checking in with more of our affiliates around the country this hour and next for our National Communal Forum. Stay right where you are. We're back after these messages.
Today's edition of RM World Travel is coming right back. And you can also stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.